Good morning, New Life family. Welcome to our online worship service. My name is Harold Van Galen. My wife and I have been coming to New Life for 35 years, ever since it first started. And in that time, we've been richly blessed by being members and enjoying the fellowship and the worship together with all the other fellow believers here. I'm wondering if you are new to this service and would like to get some more information. There is a link online where you can fill out a very short questionnaire. And if you're interested, please take the time to do that. I've got some announcements for you. It's Pentecost Sunday today. This is the day that we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit upon everyone who believes and trusts in the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. To celebrate Pentecost, we will be taking communion together. Pause this video anytime to gather together and partake of this celebration. Another announcement, Abide. Next Sunday night, May 30th, we will be hosting an outdoor service. And it will be going ahead, whether it's raining out or whether it's sunny. So bring your lawn chairs and bring clothing appropriate for whatever weather may come. If you would care to attend, online registration will be available on May 21st. For the month of May, we have been focusing on cleaning up and praying for our neighborhoods. If you haven't participated already or want the opportunity to, there are still supplies available. You can stop by and grab what you need at the church here. As you're doing this, walking around, gathering, you can also pray for the neighborhood that you're in. The offering this week is for Lori Honduras. And the offering is a way to serve God by giving of all our gifts we've received. As a church, we support a church in Honduras. And before COVID, we would regularly send down teams of volunteers to go for a period of time and be there physically and help out in all different sorts of ways. If you wish to give, you can see on the screen that there are various ways you can do this. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Would you please join me in prayer for the offering? Lord, we're so grateful for the opportunity that you give us to serve and for the opportunity to give back of all the rich gifts that you've blessed us with. We pray that what is gathered today for the ministry in Lori, Honduras, would go to the purpose that you want it to, that you would bless it, that you would multiply it. And we thank you again for your richness that you've blessed us with and the opportunity to give back. Amen. Every week, Pastor Sam puts together a video and an activity sheet for you. Just visit newlifecrc.ca/kids to find out about this week's activity. Every month, New Life Kids start a new series. A new series. This month's series is called This or That. We'll be learning about how God built the early church by helping ordinary people make extraordinary decisions. And they'll get to discover that they too can make bold choices that can help build the church today. We are now going to join together in worship, and after, we are going to hear from Pastor Mike in our series, The Art of Serving. You can pause this video anytime to set up your kids for their own lesson. Have a great Sunday.
Darkness, we were waiting without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Kingdom coming, and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. So God of ages, step down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. So hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now the gospel truth of old shall not need and shall not faint. By his blood and in his name and in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Your name. Hey, friends. We're in a series today called The Art of Serving. And we're looking at what serving looks like from different portions of Scripture. We're also looking at serving from a visual perspective. Some of our New Life members have made some wonderful pieces of art that depicts what service looks like. We started the series with looking at serving as a matter of the heart. And then last week we looked at serving as a matter of the will. And this week we're looking at serving confidently. And our very own Laura Vanderwell put together a marvelous piece of art for us. Its picture is the dove, and there's some very confident and diverse colors. And it conveys very beautifully in a visual way what our passage today is going to teach us. Last week, if you remember, was Ascension Day. And we remembered that Jesus ascended from earth to heaven to sit on his heavenly royal throne to oversee the matters of the universe as he is the king of the universe. He's our king. This Sunday, we remember the wonderful day of Pentecost when God's Spirit was poured out to empower his people for service. So Jesus, as our king, is ruling mightily on the throne, and his Spirit is close and inside of us, empowering us for service. We can serve confidently. Today we're going to look at serving with confidence, and you will see some profound reasons why this confidence can be yours. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 7. This passage is maybe a passage you've known as a go-to passage to see a list of spiritual gifts, and rightfully so. There are a wonderful list of gifts mentioned in this passage, but it isn't the main point of what this writer is trying to tell us. There is something here that is absolutely revolutionary and changes us as we serve radically. One of the issues that the church was having that this letter was written to is that it would serve all right and it would attempt to meet the needs of the day. But the challenge was is that some of the spiritual gifts that were easily more accessible and that just seemed easier to use were used on the regular. There were a number of gifts that weren't being used. So people with the gifts that were popular were used all the time and were on the in crowd of the church. And then there was those that had spiritual gifts that weren't get called up to serve. And they were on the outside. And so you had this group that always served, and then you had this group that was on the outside. And that's the way the church functioned. And the writer of this passage wanted to correct that and said that everybody has a spiritual gift. Everyone is using their gift for service, and everyone is needed. The predictable ways of service comes out quite easily, but the diverse group of people that are to serve needs to be part of the whole. And when we see that all the diverse groups of the people of the church are being served and serving, you have a strong church. But when only some spiritual gifts are being used, the church is weaker and is unable to serve the needs of the day. So what does this passage say? We're going to read it together, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. Let's read the very words of God. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that you were pagans somehow or another. You were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed, and no one is speaking and saying Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The very words of God. Okay, let's get into this. Let's line up some basics first. Let's look at some of the lead-up thoughts before we get into the main points. What's happening here in this passage? Okay, first of all, in verse 3, you notice the word Lord is used there. Now, that is the same name of God that is referenced in Exodus chapter 3, the word that we know of as Yahweh. It is the main name of God. And in this translation, that is the word Lord. We're also going to notice that in verse 4 to 6, the three parts of the Trinity are mentioned. In verse 4, it is the Spirit. In verse 5, it is the Lord, that this is Jesus the Lord. And verse 6, it says, same God at work. Gordon Fee in his commentary says that this particular reference to God could as well have been mentioned as God the Father. So right away we see that the name of God, the unifying name of God is used, Lord, and then we also see the three members of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the God himself, who shows himself as a Trinity, is shown in such a diverse way. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit have different functions and different personalities, and they interact with us in different ways. It's very diverse. The Trinity has a lot of differences within it, but it's unified by the one name of God, Yahweh, or in this case, Lord. So right away, the writer is showing us that there is diversity in the Trinity, but it's unified by the one name of God, which is the Lord. And the God who shows himself as diverse yet unified has decreed the same for his church. The church is to be diverse in his service, but unified under the Lord Jesus. And in this passage, this writer is advocating for a diverse use of spiritual gifts as service, the Spirit's manifestation, diversity, not uniformity, but the use of all the different types of spiritual gifts. The goal is not uniformity, but a wide variety of people and a wide variety of spiritual gifts being used to serve the church under the unifying work of Jesus. That's the first lead-up thought. The second thing we notice is right away in verse 7, it says, "Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." Now, a spiritual gift in action is referred to as the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, what does that mean? Well, the Spirit of God is unseeable. It's invisible. But until it interacts with us, we don't notice that it's at work. It's similar to the wind. When the wind is blowing outside, you can't tell until it hits a tree or you feel it. And when a tree is moving back and forth because of the wind, you know the wind is blowing. Same with the Spirit's work. When you begin to serve and your spiritual gift is in action, that is a sign, and it shows us practically and physically that the Spirit of God is at work. Do you want to know if the Spirit of God is at work in your life? Then serve. There it will be seen. And its effect will be made known. The other part it says is that the Spirit is given for the common good. Now, this is in reference of goodness coming to people. And service is very clearly defined as helping others. It is really a people-oriented relationship activity. It's when you bring something good. Do you want to serve? Then bring good to another person's life. That's what service is, the common good. Okay, so we see the lead up of basics that a church is strong and effective when there is a diverse range of spiritual gifts being used. And we also see that the Spirit's manifestation is a visible sign of the Spirit's work when people are serving and bringing good to others. Those are the back truths and the ramp up ideas that bring us to these next three verses, verses 4, 5, and 6. And there are some profound reasons here why we can have confidence in serving. And you don't want to miss these. Verse 4 says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. the first thing we see right away in verse 4 is that everyone has something to offer. Everyone has something to offer. There are a lot of spiritual gifts that are mentioned here. And there's a wide diversity of types of gifts, how they are being used, and what they look like, and their effect, and how they operate, and how you can learn them. There's such a wide range of different things here. But notice it says there's different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. And we see right there that there is a diversity but unifying theme here right again. Who has spiritual gifts? Every believer in Jesus Christ has at least one spiritual gift. And the gifts are a special ability that when the Spirit of God interacts with you, as you take that step to serve, it kicks into motion and it brings the common good under the unifying theme of Jesus Christ the King. Now, the thing about this that you can have confidence in is that when you look at other people and they may have, you know, a certain gift that appears to be different or maybe even better, and it may stir up some envy in us, that's not the point. The point isn't the gift. The point is serving. And you want to serve. And so as we know that the Spirit is the one who gives the gifts, it has nothing to do with us, but it's up to us to serve. And so our focus is now is to bring good to other people in service. And we can do that confidently because when we take steps to serve, the Spirit interacts with us and brings the common good. It's a beautiful reality. And our challenge is to tend our heart and to submit our lives to the King Jesus in such a way that we're ready to serve on the regular. The second thing that we see is that in verse 5, it says, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. We find out right there that in service, everyone has a place. Everyone serves. It's beautiful. Now, you can see that right, the same theme is there again, the diversity that is unified theme. There are different kinds of service, it says. And if you just think for a moment now, of all the wide variety of ways service can come to another person. You know, if you begin to think creatively or remember how it's done in the past or what you've been involved with before or what you think could be possible in the future, those ways of service, there are so many. It's almost infinite how you can possibly serve and bring good to another person. And that's why it says there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. So all those different ways of serving are unified by the Lord. And there's that theme again. It's powerful. And what this means is that everybody has a place and a purpose to serve. Everyone has a place. Every person can serve, and you can do it in a wide variety of ways. There's no prescribed ways that service only happens. And if you wondered, like, how do I start to serve? And, well, you know, how do I go about doing that? The best thing you can do is just take a moment where you are now and look around. Wherever there are people, there are needs. And wherever there are needs, there are good things that need to come into their lives. And because you're physically present and because you're there in that moment, that's your opportunity to take a step to use who you are and how you've been gifted to serve another person. It's as easy as that. And if you're in that now, and many, many of you are, then continue to step forward and continue to have courage and continue to press in service and continue to bend your will to the will of Jesus. And the beautiful, confident giving piece about this reality is that God will interact with you to serve him wherever you are. You don't have to be like other people or conform to a type of style or be, you know, change yourselves. You just need to be yourself because that's the way God has made you in his image. He has given you spiritual gifts, and you can just be yourself naturally and serve. That's why you can have great confidence in serving, because he's given you a spiritual gift, and he's given you a place to serve always. And the last reality in verse 6, it says, there are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. What we see there is that everyone can have a radical impact. You see, God is the one who does the work. He just needs us to be available and to take the step of serving. And when we do that, it says in verse 6, it is the same God at work. Now, there are different kinds of working, it says. Like, God will play out and bring effect and good things to people in a wide variety of ways. But it is God who does the work. So there's diverse ways of God working, but it's God who does it. The diversity and unity theme is there again. So when you have different kinds of people who serve in different kinds of ways with different abilities, they're all unified by Jesus Christ. And it's a beautiful thing when you see people take steps to serve and to bring the good to other people. And you see the Spirit of God working through them. And you see God do the work. And you know, that's the most freeing thing, is that the results depend on God, not on our ability. Where it begins with us is to take the step, to engage. And when we do that, we see the Spirit manifesting itself through us in power, and there's good that comes. And so you can take the risk. You know, some of you might be feeling a nudge from the Spirit to move in a certain way right now. Some of you are wondering about something that has been on your heart for some time. The time to step forward is now. You can take the step. It's God who will do the work. He just needs you to be willing so that he can work through you and the gifts he's given you. We want to see more good come to the world. And it depends on us to take those steps. You know, if we look around the world now, there's a lot of things to be dismayed about. There's a lot of problems. If we want more good in the world, according to Scripture, then it's us that needs to take the step. And God will work through us to bring good into the world. You can take that risk. You can take that step and have confidence that God will work through you and good will come out of it. In this time, when the church more than ever needs to be seen as a group of people that love others and bring good to others, this is the time for us to serve with confidence under the unifying force of Jesus Christ, the King who's ascended and who has poured out his Spirit to us in power, so that when we serve, he brings good. Friends, let us as a church be known as people that serves, and that we will work towards the good of others for his glory. Please pray with me. King Jesus, thank you that you are ruling from heaven's throne, but your Spirit is present inside of us, giving gifts that when we serve, you bring the good things out that you have desired for not only us, but for the world. And thank you for the marvelous and numerous ways that the people of this church serve. We're so grateful to see that. Lord, we know you also call us to different times and to different things and to new things. And Lord, for those right now that have felt your tug, that have felt your calling, may they now have confidence to take that step, to serve, to give, and to make themselves available for your glory, to bring the good to others. We're grateful, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. And we also have a marvelous time now where we can serve communion and celebrate the death of Jesus on the cross. What a fitting time. And so when Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples, and it's summarized for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The writer says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." And now we're beginning to transition into receiving communion. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus took bread and he broke it and he invited his disciples, and today he invites us to eat. He also said, "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" This is the cup of that signifies Jesus' blood. And so we invite you now to gather some elements to share communion all together. Perhaps you need to pause the video for a moment and find some bread, perhaps some crackers and some juice. And we will celebrate communion all together. Who is this for? This is for all those who believe in the Lord Jesus as their Savior, the one who redeems them from their sins. And for those who come under the Lordship and Kingship of Jesus, who have given their lives and surrendered to Him. This is a celebration of what Jesus has done on the cross for us. His body was broken and His blood was shed out for a complete forgiveness of all our sins. What a marvelous grace and thing He has provided for us. Let's partake. Friends, this is Jesus' body, a symbol reminding us that the body of Christ was broken for you and me for complete forgiveness of all our sins. Friends, this signifies the blood of Christ, which was poured out. His life was drained from his body. And as we take, remember, and believe that the blood of Jesus was shed for complete forgiveness of all your sins, partake. So we celebrate that Jesus the King is our Redeemer. He died on the cross. His body was broken and his blood was spilt out to forgive and to redeem you and I for our sins, that we would be made whole and would receive his righteousness. This is a remembrance that what he has done on the cross provides complete and full forgiveness of all your sins of your past, of your present, and in the future. What a beautiful thing our Savior and our King has done. Let us serve Him as He wants to bring good to other people. And may we be people that serve, that are willing and take steps. And the Spirit of God, we know and confidently know, will interact with us in such a way that good will be brought to other people's lives. So let us serve with confidence. Go now in peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen. Go in peace.
Paid for every failing. I am his forevermore.
such an amazing truth that because of Jesus, we have the keys to heaven and access to an intimate and personal walk with the King. Pastor Mike spoke to us today about how we can reflect the triune nature of God by using our diverse spiritual gifts to impact people powerfully for the common good. Speaking of serving, our serve focus for the month of May is garbage cleanup. We have reflective vests and collection sticks here at the church that you can come pick up, and we encourage you to get out with your families, friends, or care groups and pray for the city while you clean it up. Also, a reminder that next week we have our outdoor worship and prayer night, and we invite you to join us there. All the information you need and the link to register are all on our website. And today is Pentecost Sunday, so before you go, I want to read the story of Pentecost from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And now from John 14, verse 15, hear Jesus' promise to us. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace.